That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we're upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and here we are. We're right at the beginning of this very dangerous week, and already we've had what I predicted would happen, and I haven't been in too good a shape. I was pretty upset over what happened yesterday, and I want to talk a little bit about it just off the cuff, because what's happening really has to stop. I want to remind you all that I did a show on April 29th about the hate in this country, and I would love you all to listen to it again, download the archive. But we've got to get out of this low, destructive, third-dimensional energy. It just can't continue. There has been so much lies, so many deceit, so much hate. And you know, it gets to be very thick. And it gets to be that you can feel it in the air. And of course, that's going to affect your day. Because it seeps into other people. Anyway, it's very dangerous. We were going to have a call in night tonight. But this is what happened. My station is in Houston. And they got the storm, and they had no electric for a week. They had their electric on, just came on an hour ago, but we do not have any phone service, so we'll have to postpone it to next week. I'm sorry, but I look forward to talking to everyone about their concerns. So with this energy, we are cutting ties. We are cutting overgrowth in our lives during this summer season. We can't decide if this is something that we keep or something that we throw away. What do we eliminate? Go through the closets and the drawers, your garage, basements, and attics. You'll really be doing this in August when Mercury's retrograde. What do we eliminate? Do we give this away? Do we move past this issue? What collective has already been wanting? What the collective has already been wanting since the Taurus conjunction on April 20th was to put certain things behind itself, making certain things move on as history. Although I will say one thing, what happened yesterday is not going to move on as history any too soon. It feels like a pleading of energy of desperation. I just want to be done with this. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to have this long-running cycle continue in my life. The cycle elements of our life have become overgrown. This Cancer season is going to remind us that certain parts of our life are overgrown and things must be re-envisioned, or that you have to step away from it completely. Now, Cancer energy ends next weekend, so you've been in the energy for a while. Cancer season of 2024 is setting up the proper emotional feelings to transition us through this time until we move into the Aquarian age between November of 2024 and February of 2025. What's also coming in the Cancer season are some grand water trines, and that's always emotional. So you'll be having some emotional experiences, plus we'll probably have more hurricanes and storms. Something with water, because it rules water. Uranus is still in Taurus, so we're going to feel that we're in major abundance with a majority of yin, feminine energy, similar to the Scorpio energy of 2023 when we had a major yin abundance. Pisces season and Taurus season of 2024 also had a yin abundance. And that did pretty well. Now here we are in the middle of Cancer season, and we have this overabundance of yin. I think you know what I'm saying, but I'm going to try to explain it for you. There's a difficulty that we've had is overabundance from the beginning of 2023. After the end of the pandemic. Here is some information about what happens when the yin energy becomes dominant for a very long time. You get overgrowth because yin is the energy that creates new life. It's the natural feminine, a very supportive energy. So it gestates. It's creative. It brings in new things into the world. It dreams and holds a vision about what could be created in the future, and it holds that power within itself. Whenever you have an overabundance of yin or yang, it comes in with some negatives. The negative of yin is that you have too many things growing, not being able to keep up with it, and have things overgrow. Now, this can just be a busy schedule with your children or planning to get too much done in the daytime. For those of you who garden or work with the earth element, the earth is also a yin element. You would know that a major part of gardening and growth is pruning and cutting things back. In this last cycle of yin energy, it has been difficult for people because there's a lot of scarcity consciousness, along with poverty consciousness, and people are hesitant to do any pruning, to throw anything out, to cut things away, because of the feeling of having abundance or the feeling of having overgrowth can be associated with being abundant. And that helps them get out of their poverty consciousness or their consciousness of lack or loss. Is this abundance nourishing you? Is this something that's safe? When something is overgrown, like roses or weeds, it becomes more difficult to cut them back in the future. What is this overgrowth running over? What is it blocking? And what is it harboring? That's like having three children, and one of them you have to pay a lot of attention to for some reason, and the other two feel neglected. Then you're out of balance. And that's a good example of what I'm talking about. Gemini season was odd. It was outside this energetic momentum, so we had a bit of a breathing space between May 21st and June 21st. And we could relax and reflect. What do I want to do? What more fun experiences do I want? Now we're going to be put back into the long-term momentum that we've been on for a long time, which takes us to the next question about yin overabundance that's been with us for a while. If you've been listening to my radio programs, I can tell you that there is probably something in your life that's overgrown, something that has been taking too much from you because it's taking too much of your time and energy. And my other radio programs explain the energy building up to July. The huge garden, a huge field that just grows and grows. This requires a maintenance regime, planning, but it would benefit us, of course, over a period of time. Even townships that have parks and community gardens have to arrange for lawn mowing and pruning. Now, we have to very lovingly do a cost analysis of our life and offset this time with a bit of fire and air energy. Leo season is coming up next. That's at the end of this week. I feel we have the King of Swords and Queen of Swords energy. And these energies are very important here because they are the cutting energy. Of course, with our South Node Libra, we can't get too crazy with cutting and pruning and removing. And we can't just let things overgrow. We need to create balance. Libra is balance. We're in a place where the main difficulty is understanding what has overgrown, what the future trajectory is at this rate, and what it would be if it were cut back. This is all representing a challenge that one has when they're ascending into a state of authority. And we're all ascending in our own lives, and we have to have responsibility and authority for our own lives. 2024 is a difficult year. Everyone has some kind of type of new level of freedom, a new level of authority. With that comes the liability of error making and not planning properly and not assessing the trajectory right. This is the area that we need to assess in our lives. The ability to understand cause and effect. The ability to take balance. Middle of the way path. and not to go totally into separation. Staying in your truth, cutting back a balanced energy in a healthy way, and not getting scorched earth either. Like removing everything. You don't want to do that. You really want to take a look at each thing at a time and make your own decisions. I'm going to talk more about this after our weekly cosmic tip. So let's give a listen to what's coming up this week, because this week is going to be a profound, electric, explosive week. I'll be back after this. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out, and now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. Hello, this is your Stargazer Report, week of July 15th through July 21st, 2024. This week you will need an abundance of courage and bravery. There are energies you must deal with, like a required course in the school of life. This energy will allow us to shake off stagnant and constricting situations, along with our worn-out routines. But how you choose to deal with them is your free will. About every 2 years, aggressive and impatient Mars aligns with revolutionary Uranus. The low side of this combination is likely to be angry people, fires, aviation and space accidents, earthquake, and people trying to force their values onto others. It's a dangerous time. It's time to explore new horizons and encounter all of the wonderful, awesome abundance that this world has to offer. The alignment is exact on Monday, July 15th, and gets added emotional intensity from the Moon in Scorpio on Tuesday, the 16th. Seize the day. Open up to complete new experiences by letting go of any inhibitions that may hold you back. Mercury is tied to this energy, so expect verbal outbursts from people who live in drama. It's time to focus your career ambitions and seeking the job that you truly desire. Random encounters could lead to new opportunities, so have your business cards with you, ready to hand out. Of course, this energy will be building up weeks before it is exact. In fact, expanding your belief system, Jupiter, is aligned with Uranus back in April to start this action in motion. Among other things, money, property, stocks. Taurus represents your core values. The bull is willing to work hard to manifest its needs and desires. Taurus is termed a fixed sign, which is great for endurance but poor for adaptability. It can stand strong in its prejudiced belief system. The positive side of this conjunction is to take action to revolutionize your life so you put your energy into that which you value the most. Understand that Uranus does not care about your need to live in your comfort zone. There is opportunity here for you if you are willing to take action to pragmatically revolutionize your life. It's better to work with a team or to take it easy on Tuesday and Wednesday. Otherwise, you could bite off more than you can chew. Thursday is another auspicious day for throwing off your chains and traditional habits for a more forward outlook. This is no time for the same old or duty. Break free, be daring, and take the road less traveled. If you're an artist, Saturday is an excellent day to work on your craft. It's a good time for a romantic weekend or to take a day trip. Having nothing planned, get out there and be spontaneous. Sunday's full moon is about ending conformity and instead embracing the new, offbeat, eccentric, and adventurous. It's time for some love, laughter, and joy to enter your life after several years of serious social influences. This energy offers up passion in spades. If you're looking for a soulmate, they could appear right in front of you during the early evening hours. If you've already found yours, then lock the doors, dim all the lights, and enjoy the heat of the summer. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some reading time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to return to tonight's program. Okay, we're back. I hope you made notes on the weekly cosmic tip. What I want to tell you about that is that my website is new-visions.com. And on my website, I post my stargazing every week. And last week and this week's is up there. It would be very interesting for you to read it because what I said happened. You might want to read it. Okay, so let's get back to balance. We're balancing out everything because our south node is in Libra and our north node is in Aries. And this is one of the most challenging nodal transits that we have for the collective, because what humans struggle with the most in their life is balance. And of course, the nodes are there for 18 months. They only moved in March, so we've got a while that we're going to have the South Node Libra. There is always some type of extreme or polarity that really fuels people who are polarized or extreme. And it's very powerful. One of the most positives of being an extreme or polarized person is that you get a lot of internal motivation and internal fuel. That North Star, or marching towards utopia, that's the feeling, or a go wild type of energy. But on the negative side, it begins easy to become destructive. Now that's my main thing. We're out of balance. We had a lot of destruction yesterday, and we've got more ahead. So I want you to listen carefully tonight. It's much easier to spend all that money than it is to earn it. It's easier to light a match than it is to build a house. This is a time where we have to start respecting life, and we have to begin respecting our own lives. Stringing all of this together, there is a collective neurosis about the destructive archetypes. I just want to be done with this. I just want to go to scorched earth mode. I just want to maybe destroy things I've built before just to experience that feeling of power or control. Now that can make you feel very good for a split second. But then, what is left for you? You destroyed something. What are you going to do now? People have an illusionary idea or attraction to the idea of endings and terminating or destroying long-running structures. That's because we have Neptune in 25 to 29 degrees of Pisces, and we have Pluto moving back to 29 degrees of Capricorn. That's in September, early September. Neptune brings romance and fancy about major finality. Pluto brings this as well, but it's on a material level. Neptune is on an emotional or thought level. As Neptune sextiles Pluto, we have romance for endings. Romance for canceling something out, closing the book on something, quitting that job, closing down that business, finalizing that divorce, feeling like a long history or common contract has concluded. The universe needs to show you a new, clear beginning. And the way that happens is that something you're hanging on to will begin to naturally fade out. It ends without your having to do anything, without your having to intervene. You're burned out on your job, and the industry doesn't call for the item or service anymore, so it naturally closes down. And then you have a chance for a new job and a new location. The other job closed down, and you're going to find a new job, probably in a new location, that will better suit you. That's the natural way it happens. However, if you're making any changes, you need to reflect on all of the issues more soberly. Time to get serious. It's much harder to build something than it is to knock it down. And my example is sandcastles, because everybody's out at the beach this time of year. A sandcastle takes hours to build and create, but a stamp of the foot can knock them down right away and take away all that creativity and that beauty. The main idea of tonight's talk is meditating on the necessary and practical need for cutting back or cutting down on things. You intuitively need to be aware of what needs to go and what needs to stay. Now, what needs to go is the intense hate for other people or other things without knowing anything about them, without having any kind of proof, only hearsay and what you read in the papers, which is fake news. You cannot make decisions on that. That's not healthy. It's time to look at and tour your inner pain. We all have inner pain. What causes your inner pain? You need to question why that pain is present in your life. For example, your job gives you some back pain. Can you find another way to do your job so that you don't have back pain? A family dynamic can hold you down. You could have a sick relative that you have to care for, or you could be in an unhealthy relationship. You could live in a negative family that never supports you in anything. And you can be way too active. You could be outside doing construction work and you're overheating. That's not good for your body. How can you handle that so that it's more healthy for you? Are you spending too much? Are you way over budget? You need to have good mobility and freedom of the mind. Good mobility physically and freedom of the mind. And if you don't, something is out of balance. It's like when a car floods and gets overheated. As I have predicted all year, since New Year's and before, the planet will be experiencing major heat waves to remind us all of where we're overheating in our own lives. This energy with the yin energy is earth and water. So the planet is teaching us about opposites, fire and heat. How dangerous is it? These fires we've had all over the place, they're not yin energy. They're a product of the heat. And this can confine you to your home, where you're being dependent on electricity and perhaps low water supplies. Heat strokes. People become dehydrated and they wind up in the hospital. Some people can't even go out to the grocery store in such intense heat because they'll collapse. The heat waves ask us, Are you sure you want to work with that kind of oppressive energy? Do you really want destruction, endings, tearing things down? It's so important to make sure that what we're cutting out of our lives, what we are leveling with, is the fire element, using yang against the yin, over abundance, in order to balance it out. We have to be so careful and thorough about the way we are using this energy and the way that it's applied. It can't be purposeful to hurt. It can't become something reckless. Cutting things out reasonably. This is something we will start to see after we get this final energetic pass of Pluto and Capricorn. So we're going to be having this destructive energy right through November 19th. As we move into 2025, it's going to become apparent that many things are running down, running out of steam, which have been in effect for a long time. The main energy of Pluto and Capricorn at the final degree of 29 and 30 is that things have deteriorated. Things that were built a long, long time ago have had their life cycle, and now they need to be replaced, renovated. There's run-down houses, there's run-down infrastructures, there's run-down transportation, airplanes and cars and boats. Things that are on their last leg. So how do you deal with that? And this depends on each person and each circumstance and each storyline. This energy now presents itself and is testing us. We need to apply what we're expressing outwardly to our own selves, to our own inner life. Many times we find fault with others about where we fall short ourselves or what we're doing. We accuse somebody else of what we fear or what we're doing or what we're thinking. What are you storing up? What are you hanging on to? Has it become problematic? Is there too much in your house? Maybe you need a heavy yard sale. Is there too much held inside of you? Find a way to release it. Talk to a counselor or astrologer, or do some kind of exercise like a daily walk. The concern at this time is not necessarily things. It's more about mindsets and limiting beliefs. And all of that is going to be blown open in the next 6 weeks. The overabundance building up has become almost intolerable to people. The time is coming when people will refuse to work at where they are now. They are too filled up with stress. They hate their job. They don't want to go to work. They're not fulfilled, but they keep going because they have to pay the bill. We may see a lot of worker strikes, and the body may show up. The body may show up at work, but the mind is not there, and the person's energy is not there. So, in 2024, we have major growth, overgrowth. Things are hitting new highs. It's the year of the wood dragon. It's time to save. When we have overgrowth, it's always time to conserve and save. Do some canning. Put some money away. Because scarcity comes in 2025. It's time to reserve and save, but people usually don't. I think you should start. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We're going to go to our half hour, and I have some special music tonight. We'll come back, and I'll give you your astrological projections for July, sign by sign, as I promised last week. So now we'll go to the break.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. And honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's communicate. Frank St. James passed away about a year ago, and I have not done many online readings since. However, beginning in August of 2023, I will be given one question readings on the second Sunday of every month. What I will need from you is your birth date, the state you are calling from, and one focused question. Not what will happen to me for the rest of the year, but questions like, will I get the job? Is it best for me to move at this time? Will I get my mortgage loan? These readings will begin on August 9th, 2023. To call in, the number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. I'm looking forward to communicating with you. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality beacon of light. Please subscribe, and hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Sending you love and light. Thank you.
A woman turned to one of the men beside her and said painfully, "Why? Why is it that young men must go forth to die with such obscenities on their lips and with filth as their battle hymn?" The great man, tall, gaunt, and broodingly somber in his stovepipe hat, leaned down and answered her in his characteristic and compassionate way, "Why don't you do something about it?" A sudden and stark challenge stirred her, And as their eyes and minds met in that moment, she whispered, "With God's help, I will." Late that night, by flickering candlelight, Julia Ward Howe stared at a stark blank paper. The guns of two great armies, testifying of death and destruction, penetrated her being and pounded as sledges of hatred at her mind. Perhaps her thoughts related that night to another time, to another besieged city. Perhaps she thought of Jericho and of Joshua and of God's prevailing victory. Whatever her thoughts, God inspired her that night. She picked up her quill pen, and the dark ink began to fill the white pages of the paper. Finally, the right words to old Bill Steff's melody.
As you see the door.
That was the battle hymn of the Republic by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. And the one thing that I love in that song was, "Let us live to make men free." I want to say one thing. That shooting was a setup, and the truth will come out. So let's get to the astrology and have some fun tonight. Stargazing for July. The July 21st new moon is next Sunday in Capricorn, and it brings an abundance of courage and bravery, allowing you to shake off constricting situations and old worn-out routines. That's what we talked about tonight. Good luck, everybody. Let's start with Aries. With Mars conjunct Uranus in Taurus in your second house, you have to keep an eye on finances. Guard your finances and curb your spending. You could have a friend or an ex-lover surprise you out of the blue, or an ex-friend that you haven't heard from in 25 years. With Venus in Cancer, remember to cherish and love your home base, your family, your siblings, and be good to yourself. You could host a 4th of July party with a family and friends, and Jupiter in Gemini has you focused on performance, contracts, and communication. Perhaps a promotion or job change is in store for you. That's great, Aries. Let's go to Taurus. Taurus, your money intake picks up in July. You enjoy a number of sales bargains and gifts and bonuses, plus a backyard cookout. You have friends and neighbors over. You're doing social networking, and this is a priority for you in July. You support a favorite family's charity. Helping those in need is sacred to you. Make sure your windows are closed securely and there are no water leaks. You could have a deluge of rain while you're away traveling. Yes, this is a water month. I had a deluge of rain, so I had some things upset here in New Hampshire, too, last week. Let's do Gemini. With Mercury in Leo and Jupiter in Gemini, the planets are compatible for celebrating with family and friends. It's always nice to have cookouts and parties. It's always nice to spend quality time in your local area. The July new moon on the 5th was a perfect day for bargains and outlet stores or patio furniture and garden supplies. July promises to be a powerful month for you and your financial position. Spend carefully and modestly. Put your house money into good use. If you are car shopping, find some good deals in the beginning of July. Be sure to make a charity donation to give thanks and to give back to the universe for your good fortune, Gemini. Now I'll go to Cancer. You join your favorite friends. You have Mars and Venus and Saturn favoring you this month. Enthusiasm is high and maybe includes celebrating on your birthday if you were born in early July. The new moon attracts favorite family and friends. Good transits favor great discounts on goods and services all month, including lodging and airfare in case you want to go on vacation. There's nothing like getting bumped up to first class. Best to check the quality of the food that you order to make sure it's been prepared correctly. Your workday could be extended when you discover a work document has missing information at month's end. So keep a lookout, Cancer. Be sure to read everything. Leo. July brings celebrations and vacation time for Leo. While touring, you may discover unexpected bargains at a local sale. Social events bring a variety of invitations your way. Allow yourself to let go of workable tendencies for a few days. Don't be a workaholic. Plan gatherings with siblings and their children. A mid-month cookout with neighbors will be very enjoyable. Watch out for unexpected rainy weather and household plumbing problems. You may have to take a day off for repairs at month's end. How many times you go down in the basement and check out your water heater? We all should do that after a storm. Let's do Virgo. Early in the month, you are showered with a favorable planet activity, suggesting that you're going to enjoy the holidays and lots of local attractions in July. Perhaps you'll take a part in the parade or other local events. You welcome traveling guests who share the festivities with you. At work, you see success for improving new initiatives in a group project. Money matters work out well with your budget. Thanks to your astute saving management, Virgo, watch out for a shift in dynamics which affects both intimate and business manners in the coming months. Libra. You can expect some weekend gifts as July opens. With both Mars and Uranus in Taurus traveling through your money house, avoid sudden splurges while surfing the internet. You may entertain more visitors around the 20th who love water sports, and so they like to keep their children happy. Better get to a lake or a pool. A business group clashes over proposed details mid-month, putting a danger on a work lunch that was supposed to finalize an offer. Use diplomacy to identify serious objectives. I'm sorry. I've got to take a drink. Scorpio. With the Moon and Jupiter in Gemini, as July opens, it's a perfect time to enjoy the perfect vacation spot. With Mercury and Venus in Leo mid-month, you purchase a large ticket item as a surprise for your partner. Deep, subtle hints to determine what they would like is what you need to do. Relatives plan to visit around the 23rd. You plan an outdoor cookout and invite friends over to meet them. Put aside some extra cash for home improvements at month's end. Sagittarius. The first week in July is a favorite vacation week. Scope out activities that interest your family members the most. Relatives may visit you at your favorite vacation spot. Take the shoppers out to local flea markets or boutiques that offer unusual creations. At mid-month, look at real estate if you contemplate purchasing a new home or vacation property. After Neptune retrogrades in Pisces on July 2nd, be sure to disconnect your hoses from their spouts and don't leave the dishwasher or washing machine running while you're away from home. Capricorn. Your patriotic sign thrives at the 4th of July activities. enthusiasm to participate in local traditional activities flows through your veins. You and your partner host a gathering of family and friends outside. You and your partner travel mid-month to get away and relax together. An upbeat exchange with your manager regarding job performance gives you an optimistic boost. You may be assigned to a new project, signaling a shift in your work responsibilities along with a significant raise in pay at month's end. You're good at all that stuff, Capricorn. Aquarius. Put some sparklers on ice cream cake to celebrate the 4th. Work priorities right after the holiday put you in charge while key staffs are out on vacation. You will be out mid-month and on your way to a distant location to relax with your sweetie and a close friend. Unified teamwork puts you ahead of schedule with an important project at month's end. So you have some nice things coming at the month's end, Aquarius. Pisces. July brings holiday fun and games with family and children. You are glad that all stays in harmony thanks to the new moon in Cancer. Mid-July is favorable for a week's vacation. Investment savings and retirement accounts rise in value this month. Be proud of the contributions you have made recently in your work group. The credit goes to your intuitive management of funds. Late-day confusion and a stomach upset could result in your taking some work home at month's end. Okay, Pisces, you're going to be in for some good times in the fall months. So that's my astrology for July for everyone. And now we're going to listen to some very special music. We're going to hear a song by Elizabeth Hepburn called What One Man Can Do. Then we're going to listen to the Pledge of Allegiance in music, Moonlight at My Window, the meditation, and we end with Richard, We Can Live Together in Peace. There's a lot that one man can do. When I heard what happened on television last night, I saw myself in third grade with my hand over my heart, reciting the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. That was a very interesting feeling. That's why I'm playing the music tonight. I did not know that they had put that to music. This is Elizabeth Joyce. I'll be back next week talking about the full moon in Capricorn and what that brings. Upward and onward. Hang on to your hat this week, and I'll see you next week. Please email me if you have any questions or want to share. Thank you for listening, and good night.
There are those who say he had it easy, had it made in fact before he'd even begun. But they don't know the things I know. I was always with him. It may sound strange, but we were more than friends. It's hard to tell the truth when no one wants to listen, when no one really cares what's going on. And it's hard to stand alone when you need someone beside you. Your spirit, your faith must be strong. What one man can do is dream. What one man can see what one man can do. As shaded as his eyes were then, that's how bright his mind was. That's how great his love for you and me. A friend to all the universe, grandfather of the future, everything that I would like to be. What one man can do is dream. What one man can do is love. What one
And now it's time for the Let's Find Out meditation. Please sit with both feet flat on the floor, spine straight, close your eyes. Take some deep breaths and begin to relax. Feel the light pouring into your crown chakra throughout your body. God is the foundation of health, prosperity, wisdom, and eternal joy. We make our life filled and complete when we have daily contact with God. Take the time. Give your attention to the Almighty Power that is giving you life, strength, and wisdom. Pray that unceasing truth flow into your mind, unceasing strength flow into your body, unceasing joy fill your soul. Take a deep breath. Feel the Shakti energy filling you up with light. Feel your inner self tingling and receiving this light, and thrilling at the freedom and joy it brings. Feel this light flowing through your entire being. Become one with the spiritual energies of your blessed higher self. Join your body with your universal body. Feel it. Join with it. Meld into it. and become the light being that you are. Take a deep breath. Know your strength. Know your path. And walk it as a son or daughter of God.